This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. After another week of impeachment inquiry proceedings targeting U.S. President Trump, the U.S. leader called into the program Fox and Friends to say that he was not targeting former Vice President Joe Biden and his son when he held up military aid from Ukraine. AP correspondent Rita Foley.
It's crazy what's going on because the people get it. It's a hoax.
President Trump says he was just trying to root out corruption in Ukraine when he withheld nearly $400 million in military aid. His view of the impeachment investigation?
I think it's very hard for them to impeach you when they have absolutely nothing.
But Democrats who just wrapped up public hearings say the president was trying to pressure Ukraine to investigate his political rivals, the Bidens.
They've looked like fools over the last 5 days.
Rita Foley, Washington.
A former CIA case agent has been sentenced to 19 years in prison for an espionage conspiracy with China. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
55-year-old Jerry Chung-Shing Lee has been sentenced in federal court in Alexandria after his guilty plea earlier this year to conspiracy to commit espionage. Prosecutors say Chinese intelligence officers gave Lee more than $840,000 and that Lee likely gave them all the information he had from a 13-year career as a CIA case officer. They wanted a prison term of over 20 years. Defense lawyers who wanted 10 years say the government never showed that the money came from China or that Lee ever carried out any plans to deliver government secrets. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Hong Kong's High Court has reversed an earlier decision and reinstated a ban on anti-government demonstrators wearing face masks. The court ruled Friday that the government could enforce the ban for a week. The ban was initially imposed in October under rarely used emergency powers so that protesters could not hide their faces. This is VOA News. The UN envoy for Yemen said Friday there has been a substantial decrease in violence in key areas of the war-racked country. UN Special Envoy Martin Griffiths said that told a meeting of the UN Security Council that in the last 2 weeks, the rate is dramatically reduced. There were reportedly almost 80% fewer airstrikes nationwide than the past 2 weeks. He also said the number of security incidents in the vital port city of Hodeidah have dropped by 40%. Health advocates encourage U.S. President Trump to move forward with a federal ban on thousands of flavors used in e-cigarettes. In a spirited discussion that the White House billed as a listening session, Mr. Trump heard from anti-vaping stakeholders who pleaded with him to stick to a September commitment to ban all flavors in e-cigarettes, including menthol. Senator Mitt Romney said children are at risk because of flavors used in e-cigarettes.
Almost 6 million kids addicted to nicotine, and they're getting addicted to nicotine because of flavors. 66% of the kids addicted to these products are saying they didn't even know it had nicotine in it. They thought it was just a candy-type product.
Electronic cigarette use by teenagers has surged, but federal authorities have not finalized the plan for regulating e-cigarettes. Russia could be barred from the 2020 Summer Olympics, AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
The World Anti-Doping Agency's Compliance and Review Committee recommends that Russia be declared non-compliant for tampering with data. If the recommendation is accepted by the agency's executive committee next month, Russia could be barred from the Tokyo Olympic Games next summer. Before Russia hosted the 2014 Winter Games in Sochi, Russian officials were caught in a scheme to substitute urine samples taken from their athletes after competition with clean samples stored from earlier. The International Olympic Committee banned Russia as a country from the 2018 Winter Games, but 168 Russian athletes were allowed to compete under the banner Olympic Athlete from Russia. I'm Mike Gracia.
Iraqi security forces killed 4 people on Friday as they opened fire and launched tear gas at protesters on a central Baghdad bridge, according to police sources. 2 people died from bullet wounds and 2 from tear gas canisters launched directly at their heads. At least 61 more people were injured. At least 330 people have been killed since the start of mass unrest in Baghdad and southern Iraq in early October, the largest demonstration since the fall of Saddam Hussein in the year 2003. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.